on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Cracking Wednesday we have today. It's such a big day out at Caulfield, of course. We have the running of the Coonjie, the last chance, and you're in for the Caulfield Cup. And, of course, the Catanars Blue Sapphire Stakes, a race worth $500,000. The final field for the Caulfield Cup to be determined, and then the barrier draw taken later this afternoon as well. We're going to try and find you all the winners today with Warren Huntley and Mark Guest. There are some riding changes, though. There's a family situation with Dwayne Dunn. Our thoughts are with Dwayne. So he's not riding at Caulfield. He will be back at Caulfield on Caulfield Cup Day. So just quickly, some riding changes. Race 1, number 4, Craig Williams takes the ride. Race 5, number 9, Georgina Cartwright. Race 7, number 2, Damien Oliver takes the ride on Strasbourg. And in race number 8, number 11, now to be ridden by Kerrin McAvoy. Warren Huntley joins me first. Warren, what's your overview on Blue Sapphire Stakes Day?
I quite like the card, Michael. It's a competitive day's racing. Obviously, there's quality in the Blue Sapphire and a bit of quality right through the card. So, yeah, I'm keen on it at this stage.
Oh, very good. A couple of shorties today and a couple of well-backed. Guesty, are you confident today?
Yeah, a couple of races there. There's a couple of good things. And then I think it's pretty tough overall.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how the track plays today. Day two of the three-day carnival. The rail's out 10 metres. Jason Kerr joins us. Jason, how are you?
Michael.
Is there any rain forecast to hit Caulfield today at all?
Yeah, it's sort of a band of showers going through Melbourne now, but we've sort of we're hardly registered, just enough to wet the ground, really, so there's nothing in it at Caulfield at the moment. They're still sort of saying that 2 to 8 millimetre range, so I'm not sure where it's coming from, but once this band's through, it's clear for a little bit behind it, so maybe later in the day.
Okay, so good four. Do you expect it to be upgraded, or...?
Yeah, it will be. I'll just turn this off. Yeah, it'll get upgraded at some stage if we don't get the rain. So it's but first is 1:30. So, yeah, I think probably same thing, 3 or 4 races in, they'll upgrade it. But obviously the showers will put another angle on it if they arrive at some stage this afternoon. But if we get a couple of showers, even at 2 or 3 mil, it's not going to affect the track. It's in beautiful condition. So I certainly wouldn't envisage getting into the soft range at this stage.
OK, rail out 10 metres. Are you expecting any type of pattern today?
No, I don't think so. It was virtually not a mark on it from Saturday. Obviously, it's a big rail move from true to 10, so there's essentially not a mark on it. I'd say the race fairly similar to Saturday. I was pleased with the way it did race, so obviously there's a few different theories around when the rail's out in the middle there, but certainly from looking at it and all our instruments tell us that it's pretty even across, so I think it'll play that way today, barring the rain.
Race perfectly on Saturday. Good luck today, Jase.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, Jason Kerr, track manager there. The first race is over 2,400 metres. Nick Johnson, Realty, take out the 3 and the 8, and Shared Ambition was awesome at its Aussie debut. It's been a very, very firm favourite into $1.90. Spanish points at $4.60. Egyptian Gold, $5. Exemplar, $8. Warren, before you give me your thoughts on the first today, any thoughts on the 10-metre rail placement and how the track may play?
I think it's still quite often tempo-related. Michael, the race day app that the Melbourne Racing Club has is terrific, and it gives you quite a bit of information about where horses come from with relative rail positions and distance ranges, etc. And, look, I think as much as anything, it's tempo-related. You can sort of be a bit, I suppose, persuaded to think rail out, shortest way home, up on the speed. But if there's enough pressure, horses can still make ground at Caulfield with the rail in that position.
Well, Shared Ambition was last to first on its Aussie debut. Can it win again?
A slowly run race too. There was a lot to like about it. Yes is the answer for me. I don't know how good he is, but I think he's going to be a very nice horse, and he might even be a player in some significant races in 12 months' time. But had to be impressed with what he did, and there was a ring of confidence from the stable that he'd come out and do that. He was heavily supported, stalked a slow speed, and then just rounded them up. No reason for me to think he won't be hard to beat again. 2 ahead of 5, Egyptian Gold, who may well have a tactical advantage in the run, has been leading at the last couple, so might be the one that Shared Ambition's trying to chase down. Spanish Point was good winning in a race that shaped up pretty well for him last start, and one exemplar stablemate probably didn't have a lot of luck, conversely, at Mornington last time in the Ansett, or the Harry White race, that listed race. 2-5-6-1.
2-5-6-1 in the first. Are you with a favourite as well, Guesty?
Yeah, I am. I think he's definitely the horse right on the up, and that was quite impressive when he did score at Caulfield. And I think up in distance is a big plus as well. So I've got him on top, number 2. You're probably sitting in a really good position too, about 4th. I know there's only 6 runners. 4 for 2nd, which is Credence. He's got a reasonable record around Caulfield, and also when he gets this distance, he goes okay. So I think he's got a good chance. Throwing in 1 for 3, exemplar off that classic run at Mornington, and 6, a Spanish Point, who's coming out of a weak race, but looking quite promising. 2, 4, 1, 6.
2, 4, 1, 6 for Guesting in the first race. Number 2, we can take out 2, 3, and 5. The favourite here is Tavistock Dancer at $3.40. WT $4.60. $6 Bianco Nervo, and $6 for Tysonic and Blandford Lad. This race looks a bit more open, Guesty.
Yeah, there's a few will be up on the speed. I see that Tysonic, who can get back in its races, that they're going to attempt to ride it a lot closer than what it has been. So it'll be up there in the first four with Bianco Nervo, Circos with the blinkers first time, and Saddle the Sun over near the inside. And Tysonic should be somewhere around that fourth, fifth position. I thought Tavistock Dancer could run very well. It's one at Caulfield. Its effort at Moynton was very good, over 2,000 metres. It got back and ran on really strongly. It's probably going to be backing, or will be back again, you'd say, but it can unleash a pretty strong finish. The 11 in for second, Tysonic. I think that's not a bad move going forward and trying to get into a good position, because on its best runs at Caulfield, it'll be hard to beat. It was unlucky at its most recent run behind No Effort. It's come out and won the Pika Pika plate at Cranbourne, No Effort. Third, although Ocean X was unlucky, we know that. 6 for third, Special Alert, who returned to some nice form at Caulfield behind No Effort, so got to be respected on that, and probably sits around midfield. And 7, Bianco Nervo, who might take a little bit of running down, will be up on the speed. 12, 11, 6, 7.
And just a note for punters out there as well, because of the Coogee today and the late barrier draw at Caulfield, the best bets won't be out tomorrow for the big Caulfield Cup Everest edition. It will be out first thing on Friday morning. So for punters out there searching for best bets on sale from Friday morning at all newsagents and other outlets as well. Race number 3 at Caulfield is the Coogee. This is the last chance to win their way into the Caulfield Cup for two runners. Single-handed is out, and so is 12 Lucky for All. Wolf at $3.30 is the favourite. Ocean X at $3.80. Yulong Prince is at $4.20. Spoke to Adrian Bott earlier this morning, said Wolf is very well indeed. The one slight query, dropping back to the 2,000. Do you have any concerns?
Look, he'll roll forward. Just out of interest, my numbers in race 2 are 11, 1, 4 and 7. I'm just hoping that there is that speed that Guesty outlined, because I'm a bit of a sucker for Tysonic, and if you see her in the mounting yard, she'll catch your eye. And I'm just hoping that with that change of tactics and some reasonable speed, she could be a bit of value each way. 11 ahead of 1, 4 and 7 in race 2. I heard Adrian saying that, you know, maybe even take a sit, but I still think Wolf's going to be somewhere right near the speed here, back in distance, but with the blinkers on, and that's his best attribute, is to just roll them along. So with Linda Beach aboard, I'm thinking that's where he'll be. Another horse I'm a sucker for, and he's a beautiful-looking horse, is number 1, Yulong Prince, and I think he's been running well in stronger races than this. I've liked his efforts in both the Fian and the Underwood, and I'm hoping he can just hold a spot and just participate a bit early from that that favourable draw with Mark Zara aboard. And I think he's got a terrific winning chance, number 1, Yulong Prince. Ahead of 6, Wolf, who'll be rolling along, I think, with the blinkers on, somewhere near the speed. 13, Ocean X. She basically had a bye at Cranbourne Friday night in the Pinka Pinka. The race, unfortunately, just passed her by at about the 600-700 metre mark, and she was the unlucky runner there. But the good story that Guesty's outlined with No Effort continuing to win is great for connections there. And 5, Pushing Shapes, was big odds, but actually, you look back deeper into the form, probably went around over the odds last start. You don't often see Ollie go around at those odds and get the money. I'm including it as next best. I'm quite keen on 1 ahead of 6, 13 and 5.
1, 6, 13 and 5. It has looked really nice, Yulong Prince, the way it's been finishing off in stronger races, Guesty.
Yeah, well, it was alongside the Chosen One in the Underwood. They finished alongside each other, and we saw what the Chosen One did in the Herbert Power. So I think Yulong Prince, you've got to respect its form. It will be back a fair way, I'd say. I'm with number 6, Wolf. Just think with those that gear change, very important gear change with the blinkers going on again. And they went on back in May, and it around that time, and it went out and raced very well. So Wolf for mine. It didn't have much luck at Caulfield 2 starts ago when it did race over this distance. That was a funny run race, that, the Foundation Cup. Number 2 in for second, Nelson, who's got some really good form. But last time it stepped out was in the Arc de Triomphe. Not a bad race. Over in France, of course, behind a naval Sea of Class. So I'm just... it normally goes forward. So it probably it's been gelded since that Arc de Triomphe run. Keeping a big watch on Nelson. Number one, Yulong Prince, of course, and eight, Tinta Win, who's at nice odds, drops a bit in weight, and coming through that Benalla Cup form with Hangman, who ran pretty well at Caulfield on Saturday. 6-2-1-8.
6-2-1-8 in the Ladbrokes Coongee. Let's move on to race number four, which is the Drinkwise Plate over 1,600 metres. We can take out 2 and 7. Serious Liaison is the favourite here from the Danny O'Brien stable. Well done to Danny O'Brien stable too. A great piece on social media with a bow and declare. I'm going to play a snippet of it tomorrow in the program. We ran out of time today, but what Danny O'Brien and other stables are doing social media rise to give punters and insight is just absolutely brilliant. Royalty is the second favourite at $4.80. Oscar Boy, good push from Jason Warren this morning at $5. And Dresden Green with the blinkers on, $8 with Walking and Flying. Warren, who do you like here?
Oh, I'm with Danny O'Brien here in a reasonably even race, Michael. And you know, with the small shares I've got in a couple of horses with Danny O'Brien, the communication with the owners too, quite often you'll get that camera vision of horses having jump outs, etc. It's just outstanding for the owners, but it's also great to see it to the wider racing community on social media. I'm with Serious Liaison here. I thought the maiden victory two starts ago was good, had a little bit of a gap between runs for the slight drop back in distance here, but didn't get a lot of luck behind Adelaide Ace in that race at Flemington, and I think with Ollie aboard from a good draw, he's the one to beat. Ahead of four, Dresden Green, who jumps up in distance but gets the blinkers on and the crossover noseband off, so an intention that he might be running along a bit today from those gear changes. Six, Reckoning, I think, is going well, and five, Oscar Boy, another one who perhaps didn't have the best of luck but ran well, stepping up in grade from that maiden victory last up. I think it's quite even, but seriously, Liaison for me is the one to beat. 8-4-6-5.
8-4-6-5 for Warren. This is the last leg of the early quaddy. Who did you like in a guestie?
Well, seriously, Liaison's got some nice form around it, and I think with a fair amount of speed out wide, Fabulansky, Winsome Voyage, Reckoning, I think, may go forward. You've got Dresden Green with the blinkers on again. He'll be up there, and Oscar Boy, he is, won't be that far away. So seriously, Liaison should get a nice run, probably one off, and then unleash a pretty strong finish, because that form from that Flemington race is quite okay. Even the Bendigo effort behind a couple of handy ones, or when it beat a couple of handy ones, it was quite a nice performance. So 8 on top. Number 5 for second, Oscar Boy, who ran behind Vegas Jewel. And Vegas Jewel was pretty promising. And Oscar Boy should have finished a lot closer in that Mooney Valley race. That was only a second race start, jumping from 1,200 up to 1,600 metres. So he's going to improve again, you'd think. Vinco, his last run was in a hard race. It was in the Caulfield Guineas Prelude. Alligator Blood, of course, won that race, and its previous effort was at Morpheville when running well behind Rocco Bescarana. So I think this sort of company is going to suit Vinco, and up in distance, I don't think it's a negative. So I'm throwing it in at a little bit of value. And Reckoning's another one who's got a lot of improvement, got a lot of ability. It's only had three starts and coming out of the superimposed. So just dropping back a little bit in distance, I think it's going to help it probably settle a lot better. My numbers in race 4, 8-5-1-6.
8-5-1-6. 4 down. We'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
We're up to race number 5 at Caulfield today, the first leg of the quaddy. It's the Beck Pro Build Handicap over 1,400 metres, and it looks a tricky start for quaddy players. No scratchings. Bravo Tango is the favourite at $4. Amadeus $4.20, along with the Usain Bowler, out to Columbia at $4.60, $7.50. Bad Wolf. Johnny Sadler was on with the Brekkie boys this morning talking about Usain Bowler. This is what he had to say.
So if we do get that rain, it makes a huge difference to his chances. So if we don't get it, I'd say he's got no chance. If we do get it, I'd say he's got a very good chance of winning. It looks his type of race. Hopefully the rain gods smile on us and we get that rain, and I think he'd be very hard to beat.
This is the quandary for a lot of punters today. No rain really falling at this point in Caulfield. If you have a look at the weather radar, there's been a huge band of rain which has fallen or gone past Caulfield at this point in time. So when we spoke to Jason Kerr, not as much rain has fallen as expected. I'm not too sure how much more is expected to come, but that's what the quandary is with Usain Bolt. What's that mean for you, Warren, in regards to what you do with race 5?
Oh, working around four numbers in the quaddie in there, 2, 1, 4, and 5. Obviously, we've got to have an eye on the weather, and the first leg of the quaddie isn't until 3:45. So we've got an opportunity to hold off on putting our quaddies on. But at this stage, I thought Amadeus comes into this race pretty well with 2 runs under the belt at 1,000 and 1,200. He's got a good record at 1,400 metres. And he may well even be able to roll across and get somewhere near the speed here. Bravo Tango can be a bit headstrong, but Billy Egan's getting to know him, and he won well in easier grade last start, but he still does a few things wrong. Usain Bolt is in the mix. I've got a slight doubt of him at the 1,400 metres, but if the rain comes, and there's a good push around for him this morning, so John Sadler knows his horse as well, I'm including him, and I'm also including number 5, Columbia, who's in reasonable form. But again, maybe I'm wondering if 1,400 metres is absolutely his best distance. 2-1-4-5.
2-1-4-5 in the first leg of the quaddie for Warren. Can you trim this leg down, even though it's only a small field? A lot of them appear to have chances, Guesty.
Yeah, I've got to go wide in the quaddie. I don't think there's any real natural leader here. I think Bravo Tango may go forward from a wide alley, and Come On Carl, I think, can take a handy position. I don't think Amadeus will be that far away either. Number 6, Come On Carl, I'm selecting, who drops a lot in weight on its Caulfield effort behind Harbour Views. I thought that was a really good performance. I mean, we've seen what it can do on the right day, and if there's a little bit of give in the track, well, then Come On Carl's going to appreciate that also. So 6 the selection, but it's a hard race. Number 2, Amadeus. It ran really well at Moonee Valley behind Lagerfeld, and another couple of hundred metres does suit it. 3rd, number 1, Bravo Tango. It was a strong victory in the Weary Dunlop at Benalla. 1,400, no problem at all. And number 4, Usain Bolt. Got the best sprint in the race. Whether a 1,400 is going to suit ideally is another story. But 3 and 5 have got hopes also. It's a pretty difficult first leg to the quaddie. 6-2-1-4.
6-2-1-4. Maybe we can trim down the second leg, the Ladbrokes Village Stakes, because we've got a firm favourite in Zoo Style here at $2.20. We can take out 1 Malibu Style and 11 Yell Darb. Haunted is the second favourite at $4 and being supported this morning. Pass of Vale at $6 and out to Order of Command. Does the scratching of Malibu Style mean that there'll be a little bit less pressure for Zoo Style from Barrier 1? He was awesome at his first run around Caulfield, getting nutted on the line after going really hard. How do you see it, Mark?
Yeah, well, I think that really does will help. Malibu Style would have been right up eyeballing on Zoo Style, I'd say. And if he can just run a little bit slower in those early sections, I think Zoo Style can get away with this race. Now, the rail, I'm listening to Warren earlier on, and he said that would play even with the rail at 10 metres. I tend to agree. It'll just come down to how fast they go. If we go back to the recent meeting when it was 10 metres back on the 17th of August, it was pace-related. So if you went along a little bit, running 10.6, 10.7, 10.8 down the side there, they could run on. But if they were running 11 seconds and a little bit longer, well, then it was very hard to make up a lot of ground. So Zoo Style, pace right, the fitness is going to come through. You think it's going to get better with it's had 2 runs back from a break. It'll be very hard to catch. The danger's got to be Haunted. It was close up behind Zoo Style and Renewal in that race at Caulfield, and that was its first run for 6 weeks. Got a fair amount of ability. It ran second behind Be Good to Your Mother, going back 2 starts ago in the Regal Roller. Number 9, Pastafel, who's been racing extremely well. Got a wide gate, though. And 7 next pick in keeper. At big odds, can run a mighty race. 4-6-9-7.
4-6-9-7. Warren, a lot of people will be anchoring Zoo Style in quaddies and multis. Do you think it's a good thing today?
I like him, Michael. I'm going to play it two ways. I'm going to take 1 quaddie with a bit of insurance and 1 for multiple units with Zoo Style, 1 outer. Even with Malibu Style in the race, I don't think he would have put pressure on Zoo Style. He might have ensured that Zoo Style ran along a little bit, but he had a take-no-prisoners approach at Caulfield last start and only grabbed late by Renewal. And I think from an inside draw, he just gets control of this race. And I can't see enough pressure on him to bring him undone. So I'm keen on 4, but if for some reason he is vulnerable late, I think number 2, Order of Command, could be poised to be strong late down the middle to the track with Ollie aboard. Ditto for 6, Haunted, as Guesty outlined, Chase Zoo Style. last start and nine passable through that same form line. I think they're the ones that will be storming home, and the dangers to my eye that I'm including in a wider quaddie, but I'll have another quaddie with some multiple units on Zoo Style one out. 4, 2, 6, 9.
4, 2, 6, and 9. It might be a good thing, Zoo Style, today. The feature is the Blue Sapphire Stakes, $500,000. Really good field assembled. Take out 5, 6, and 7. Exhilarates is the favourite at $340. Dubious, $5. Condos Express, also $5. And then Brooklyn Hustle out to $5.50. Where's the winner coming from, do you think, Warren?
I'm with Exhilarates, Michael, but she will have some competition. But they've basically just aimed her up at this. There are other options for her, but they've kept her on the fresh side, kept her at the sprint trips, and she's basically the benchmark for the three-year-old fillies down here at this stage. There was no knock at all on her run behind Loving Gabby last start, and Loving Gabby ran well behind a very good filly from the Snowden camp in California's Imbolc at Caulfield on Saturday. So, look, I'm with number 10, Exhilarates, ahead of 1. Dubious, he was good in the Danehill, another one who's there's probably been other options but kept fresh for this, for the rich race. 14, Brooklyn Hustle, had the barrier blanket on, was a bit slowly away. She was a bit of a hard luck story, but she seems to be bringing on a few of those issues herself with a good clean getaway. She certainly got the talent, and she ran very good late sectionals at Flemington when she did resume. And I'm including 13, Nakovi, who's got speed, inside draw. Luke Curry and Simon Miller have a good relationship and a good strike rate when they combine. And I think she's not going to have to work as hard from that draw as she's done in a couple of her runs when she's run well in Western Australia. 10, 1, 14, 13.
Always be wary of the West Aussies, especially Simon Miller when he comes over here. All right, Warren with Exhilarates in the fave in the Sapphire Stakes. Condos Express has been a revelation, the bargain buy. This is what Richard Lamming had to say about his hopes today.
Yeah, we're really happy with him. Trial was very good Monday a week ago. So original plan was to go to Moonee Valley, but we put a nom in for this race just to see the strength of it. And after looking at the nominations, we decided to accept and we've drawn barrier 4. So we've decided to run. He trialled very good. And he's come on and probably improved from his last start. So we're really happy.
Do you give him a chance, Guesty?
Well, I like him a little bit. I mean, but I just found a few more in front of him. He's been gelded on the site since he last raced. Mm. Look, I put number 10 on top. I think with the I think there's going to be a fair amount of pressure here, and that's going to help the chances of Exhilarates. I like the way she's coming along. I think, you know, her Caulfield effort 3 starts ago was very good. Then she won at the Valley on the Atlantic Jewel and was only narrowly defeated by a pretty smart gallop the last time, Villamite finishing 3rd in that Scarborough. So she's got the right form, and I just think this race pans out beautifully for her. She might need a bit of luck getting through the field. If she gets through it, well, then she's going to be right in the finish. Number 14, Brooklyn Hustle, will be sitting back nearer to Exhilarates, or to that side of the field in the front end. Its Flemington effort was quite a nice run. Didn't have a great deal of luck there, and that was its first run for a fair time. 2 starts at Caulfield, both been good in the Prelude, and Blue Diamond Prelude, and also the Blue Diamond. So she's got a good chance. Number 9, Excess Funds. It didn't have just got tight in there at Flemington. It wasn't a bad effort. That was its first run for 7 weeks. There's going to be improvement. It'll be back a little bit. And number 1, Dubious, whose Danehill effort I thought was quite good over near the inside and toughed it out really well. So of the on paces, it'll keep kicking. And Zarsan, I thought, was quite a nice jump out. If I wanted to throw one more in, it's at really good odds. Back on the 4th of October, over 800 metres, it ran really well on that jump out. Resin was just behind it. We saw Resin go very well at Caulfield last weekend. 10, 14, 9, 1, 3.
Let's whip through the last one, gents. We're running late today. Take out 12 and 14. Fidelia's the favourite at $2.90. Rondinella, we heard from Roger James earlier, at $3. Spanish Rape, $8.50. Aristocratic Miss, and then we're out to one more try at $16. She'll firm if the rain does come. Warren, is this Fidelia's day? Will the race be run to suit?
Oh, look, big field will probably generate a reasonable speed, but I don't think it looks like being run at a tempo that perhaps she'd like. And I think Flemington's a better track for her than Caulfield. I liked Rondinella's run last start. She's had 2 runs back, and I think the Princess Jenny form, Princess Jenny not having a lot of luck in the Toorak, can hold up here. On with 4 ahead of 2, Spanish Reef, who also comes through that form line. Fidelia can win, she's going to be giving them a bit of a start, and I had 15, Nordic Symphony as next best. Bit of a trim up leg of the quaddie for me. 4-2, 6-15.
How's the last for you, Warren? I should say Guesty.
Yep, number four on top, Rondonella. Their effort was excellent at Moonee Valley, so there's got to be plenty of improvements. She's only had the two runs back. 1600 does suit at this stage of her preparation. Number nine in for second at Good Odds, Snogging, who ran third at Caulfield behind Harbour Views. Drops 5 kilograms on that run and into Mayor's company. So Snogging just has to hold that sort of form, and I think she'll go well. Number seven, third pick, which is Temple of Ballard, really big odds. Another one coming through that Harbour Views race, can run well on her day. She will be back a fair way. 2 Spanish Reef, and also number 6 is going in Fidelia in the quaddie.
All right, Guesty, give us your quaddie, your best, and how we make a dollar.
Yeah, very wide in the first leg. 6-2, 1-4, 3-5. Then only 4 and 6 second leg. 10-14, 9-1-3. And 4-9-7-2 and 6. $30 for 10%. I think my two best, race 1, number 2, Shared Ambition, and race 6, number 4, Zoo Style. And in the last race, I'm going to box the trifecta, 2-4-6-7-9.
Good on you, Guesty. Good luck today. Warren, how do you play the day?
Best for me, race 6, number 4, Zoo Style. Some value about race 2, number 11, Tysonic. Quaddy first leg, 1-2-4-5. Second leg, 2-4-6-9. Third leg, 1-10-13 and 14. Home with numbers 2, 4 and 6. Extra units with Zoo Style in the second leg of the quaddy. And the player today is an early quaddy for me. 2 and 5 in the first leg, 1-4-7-11. The second, 1-6-13 in the third leg. Home with numbers 4, 5, 6 and 8.
Good on you, Warren. Good luck today. We'll catch you later in the week. That's it from me today. I hope you've enjoyed the program. Plenty of news, plenty of views. We'll be back tomorrow at 8:30 because we will have all the fallout from the Caulfield Cup barrier draw today. We'll also have the man in the studio who is riding the favourite, Finch, Michael Walker. Up next, Gareth Hall with RSN Central.